Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 362. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. Thank you so much for listening and for supporting me. And today I have an episode that I feel really passionately about. The other day I posted a quote series, as I always do, on Instagram. It was about forgiving yourself. Forgiving yourself for the various things we tend to not forgive ourselves for. And I just received so much amazing feedback on that, that I wanted to do an entire episode on that very topic. How to forgive yourself, why to forgive yourself in the most practical, unforced way possible. So that's what I want to do today. And it's always funny too, like the way that the universe gives you signs to do something in life. The other morning I was like, I want to try to remember what younger Case was like, how much I've grown. I want to look back for a moment and just appreciate my growth. So I was like, let me choose a random episode that I've recorded from a couple years back and just see how I approached topics, see how I talked, want to see what my voice sounded like. And so I randomly just scrolled through my podcast. I've done 362 episodes, and the episode I landed on randomly was one from 2019 about self-forgiveness. So what a sign that was. And I actually went back and listened to that entire episode, which was kind of weird, I suppose, sitting there listening to myself talk about these topics. But I listened to that older episode, and I recorded that 3 years ago on the topic of forgiving yourself. It's episode 119 if you want to listen to it. But in that episode, I made a point which I still, I think, is a really good point. So I'll tap myself on the shoulder, I suppose. But I made the point of how you can incentivize yourself to forgive yourself. Namely, my point was that forgiving yourself is the final step in solidifying a new standard in your life. And the incentive, of course, is you want new, higher, better standards to live by. Right? So I did a, 20 minute episode on how life is basically just a cycle of you mess up, you rebuild, you forgive, and then you repeat. And when you decide to finally forgive yourself, that is the final step in progressing yourself. That is how you solidify your new standard. I made the kind of cringy comment in that episode that forgiving yourself is how you finally go from drinking tea to drinking champagne. Forgiveness is the period on the end of that new sentence. It's the exclamation mark on the end of that new standard. It makes it real. And I really like that. That's very incentivizing to me, at least. That's how you make a mistake. That's how you settle, you miss a red flag, whatever it was that you feel that you were to blame for. But that is how you turn around and you make it a new standard for yourself. Self-forgiveness is the final step in that process. And I really like that. And I think that's still very powerful. But that was, 3 years ago. And I honestly feel like I'm a totally different dude today. Like, I feel that I've grown so much from 30 to 33, probably more than any other, 3-4 year span. And with that time has come more perspective from my own life. And so I was thinking about this topic of self-forgiveness this morning. Why are we so hesitant to forgive ourselves when we're so willing to forgive other people very quickly in our lives? Why is it such a difficult thing for us to do? Well, I came up with one thought here in particular that I think I've learned in the past 3 years, and I think it'll really amp you up in a big way because it'll give you the fuel you need to take a look, like a close look at the things you still blame yourself for, the heavy weight you still carry around. And I think it'll give you that final push to say, I forgive myself. I am not going to carry this weight around with me anymore. So I want to share with you just one simple idea on how to forgive yourself and why to do it. And I think it's really going to resonate with you. But before I get into it, real quick, I have a bit of an announcement for you. If you listen to the podcast, you know that my goal in life is to help you simplify emotions, help you simplify your reaction to whatever is happening in your life, simplify your overthinking. And I do that through the best of my ability, through my quotes and my journals and the podcast. But one of the requests I always get is, you know, Case, can we talk? Like, can we have a conversation? Like, I'd love to chat live with you. And I really do want to find a way to do that, but it's very tough. There's only so many hours in a day and I literally just can't. But I really, really do want to help more people in whatever way I can. And I think talking to someone can be a huge catalyst in your life, especially a stranger. I think there's something so much more vulnerable and frankly easier about talking to someone you don't really know, who you don't have a past with. And I want to help you with that because I think it could be so powerful. So with that being said, a first for the podcast, this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. You've probably heard of BetterHelp. It's an online platform that matches you with your own licensed professional therapist, and then you can talk with them anytime via chat or video or phone. And I'm just so excited to announce this partnership because I highly recommend therapy. I really do. In any sense, if you're just looking to improve the quality of your life, and BetterHelp has therapists who specialize really in anything from stress and anxiety to relationships to more serious issues that they're qualified to help you with, like depression and trauma and things like that. And also a first for myself is I actually go to therapy now through BetterHelp. I always joke that my podcast is my therapy, and it really is in a sense. But this past couple of months, I've been wanting to push myself even more. And so I've been meeting with my own BetterHelp therapist, and I'll just say it's worth it. I'll just leave it there. It really is amazing how outside perspective can help you. And that's why I teamed up with BetterHelp, to give you a simple, simple way to get into therapy. Maybe for the first time, I think that would be amazing. Or maybe with someone new. Maybe you want to try a new therapist. Maybe someone new with fresh perspective can finally help you break out of a cycle. And so I think BetterHelp is so great. They match you with a therapist within 48 hours. You can log into your account anytime, send a message to your therapist, have the opportunity to schedule your weekly video or phone sessions. And it's affordable too. It's more affordable than traditional offline therapy. So for this, of course, they're hooking it up. If you visit betterhelp.com/newmindset, you'll get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, BETTER, help, help.com/newmindset, 10% off your first month. But let me know how your first therapy session goes. Shoot me a DM. Let's chat about it. But again, I've never done sponsors on the show because frankly, I've never found one that I think can legitimately help you. But in this case, I actually reached out to BetterHelp. They didn't reach out to me because I genuinely think you can benefit from therapy in the same way I have. And so here we are. And I'd really encourage you to check it out. Just visit betterhelp.com/new mindset. But enough of that. Let's talk about this topic here of self-forgiveness. Just me and you today on this podcast. How to forgive yourself, how to finally push yourself to finally take that step and forgive yourself. And let's be real, we are very hesitant to do this. We, for some reason, love to hold resentment against ourselves for way too long. We harbor shame and guilt and self-blame, and we carry it with us forever. And we just are very reluctant to say those three magic words, I forgive myself. So how do we get to that point? Well, let's back up first and let's consider the things that you're not forgiving yourself for. What are the things you're hesitant to forgive yourself for? Offhand, let's say maybe you're hesitant to forgive yourself for believing in potential with your ex. You thought you had something special with them, but it turned out you were 100% wrong. And so you don't forgive yourself for that. Maybe you're hesitant to forgive yourself for trying and failing at that business venture. You went all in, you gave it everything you had, but it was a total flop and you failed. Maybe you're hesitant to forgive yourself for thinking you were ready for a new job. You left your old job only to realize that was a huge mistake. Whatever it is, maybe you're hesitant to forgive yourself for not standing up for yourself, for not asking for more, for going back to your ex when you shouldn't have, for watering your true self down, whatever it is, something in the past. Broadly speaking, you know, you're hesitant to forgive yourself for the things you blame yourself for. I think that's logical. You're hesitant to forgive yourself for the mistakes you've made, you, the things that you have done or haven't done. And I think that's normal for sure. I think it's healthy to keep ourselves accountable for the wrong turns we've taken in life. But let's take a step even further back. Let's zoom out even further. What do all of those things have in common? What do all of the things you blame yourself for have in common? What do all of the things you're hesitant to forgive yourself for have in common? Well, I think it's one thing, and it's this thing that I think has the power to remind you why you should forgive yourself. And that thing is as follows. The things you harbor, the weight you carry, the guilt you carry, the things you are hesitant to forgive yourself for, those are all moments in the past where you trusted yourself. In those moments, which now in retrospect are moments you realize you were wrong, but in those moments, it was just you making a decision that you trusted yourself to make. At that time in the past, you trusted yourself. That was why you did what you did. Or that was why you didn't do what you didn't do, right? You trusted yourself that you should see potential in your ex at that time. You trusted yourself that you weren't forcing it, that you weren't chasing, that it was the right, compassionate decision for you. At that time, you trusted that you should try and go for that new business venture. You trusted that you had what it takes, that you were ready for something new. You trusted that you were ready for that new job, that you had outgrown your old job. You were ready. You trusted yourself that not speaking up, that playing it cool, that matching their energy was the right decision. Do you see that? The things you look back on and still blame yourself for, what do they all have in common? Those were all moments where you trusted yourself. In those moments, past moments, you trusted your decision. You trusted that your instinct was right, that the decision you were making was right, that your new goal, your dream, your perspective was right. And so you went for it. And now, obviously, ultimately, today, here you are with hindsight, and you're like, nope, that was definitely not the wrong decision. That was definitely not the right decision. I should have looked at it differently. I should have tried it a different way. I should not have trusted that person, whatever. That's hindsight. But in that moment, then, in the past, it was simply you, yourself, making a decision that you trusted. It was simply you acting on what you thought was right at the moment. It was you simply trusting your intuition. So ultimately now, in acknowledging that observation, when you're hesitant to forgive yourself today, really what you're doing is you're refusing to forgive yourself for trusting in yourself. And that is it. When you hold on to blame or guilt or resentment against yourself for having made a wrong decision in the past, you're really just refusing to trust yourself. And I don't know about you, but when I realized that about myself, that here I was living my life, literally saying, hey, I don't trust myself. Ooh, that was like a really big light bulb moment for me. The drawing the line between a lack of self-forgiveness and a lack of trust in myself. Because the reality is I do trust myself, or at least I want to trust myself more. I want to trust myself again. And that is the very thing that self-forgiveness gives you. Forgiving yourself means trusting yourself. That was the biggest light bulb moment for me. Forgiving yourself means trusting yourself. Maybe for the first time, maybe again, maybe on a more compassionate level. But that is what it is. And I really think that is the greatest gift of all that you are so capable of giving yourself. That is the greatest incentive you can give yourself. To trust yourself again. Deciding to trust yourself again. And that's big because I really do think that a happy, fulfilled life comes from trusting yourself. Trusting yourself that as long as you act with intention and you take the time to act in tune with your heart and how you really feel, there's never anything to regret because you're trusting yourself. And of course, you're going to make mistakes. Of course, you're going to do things that are not in tune with your intention and your intuition, and you're going to skip that step. And those are the things we tend to blame ourselves for. And yes, I do think it's healthy to hold yourself accountable, but you can't continue to walk around with that weight forever. You can't continue to walk around not trusting yourself. You can't. Forgiveness is simply you saying, hey, I do trust myself again. I'm willing to try to trust myself again. And don't you think that's the way you should be living your life? Living your life, loving, doing everything you're doing, but all the while trusting yourself at a deep level. That's trusting yourself that whatever decision you make, whether it leads to an ideal outcome or not, you're at peace with what happens because you're acting based on your intuition, your perspective, whatever it is. And no matter what happens, you can adapt to it. You can react to it. I think that that is like the definition of freedom in life. It's the definition of inner peace in life. And I think that's what we're all striving for, right? To be in tune with ourselves and to act from that place as a place of truth. I think that that's got main character energy vibes written all over it. And I think that's what we're all striving for. And if you agree with that, I think you have to recognize that refusing to forgive yourself is basically saying you refuse to trust yourself. You refuse to forgive yourself for having trusted yourself. It's you subconsciously saying, I refuse to forgive myself for what at the time in the past I thought was right. My judgment, my intention, my intuition. But your past dictates your future and your present. And if you want to trust yourself today, you have to forgive yourself for the past. I really do think that. Because again, think about it. The things that you're still holding on to, the mistakes you made in your past, that you still blame yourself for in some way, what do they all have in common? It was at the time you made them, you trusted that it was the right move for you. And here we are in the present, and we have this opportunity to reclaim our trust in ourselves by practicing forgiveness. We have the opportunity to reclaim what we're so capable of living in the present. And we can do that. We can reclaim our trust in ourselves, our inner peace, our main character energy, whatever you want to call it, simply by forgiving ourselves. Simply by saying, I no longer am willing to shame myself for having trusted myself in the past. Don't shame yourself for having trusted yourself. Like, even that statement alone fires me up. Like, there's no way I am going to live my life not trusting myself. I refuse to live that way. I've worked too hard. I've learned too much. I've leveled up so many times. I'm not going to sit here and say, I don't trust myself. Because I do. I do trust myself in the same way that you trust yourself, or in the same way that we both want to trust ourselves more. And I think if you're listening to this podcast, you do trust yourself. Sure, you have moments of doubt, just like me, just like everyone else, but you deserve to trust yourself fully and wholly. You deserve to trust yourself again. You do. You deserve to trust that your empathy is always well placed. You deserve to trust that your tendency to see the best in others is always well placed. You deserve to trust that your vision for yourself is always well placed. You deserve to trust that your drive, your motivation, your creativity, your character attributes are all well placed. And here we are today with this opportunity to reclaim those truths, to reclaim our potential, our confidence, simply by forgiving ourselves. Forgiveness, self-forgiveness is you saying, I trust myself again. I trust myself again because I forgive myself for past mistakes that were born of trust. I am not letting go of trust in myself. I think that's such a powerful way to look at self-forgiveness. Just consider how you want to live your life today. That is, trusting your decisions. And all you have to do is look back to solidify that trust. Look back and forgive yourself. And that really sets you free. And I'll wrap it up here with a quote that I found. It's from an author named D. Patrick Miller. And the quote says, "Never forget that to forgive yourself is to release trapped energy that could be doing good work in the world." I think that's so true because that's exactly what you're doing when you decide to trust yourself again. You're releasing that trapped energy, energy that is ready and waiting to go, waiting to serve you in some way. And in this case, it's in the way that we've broken it down here, that energy is you trusting yourself again. That is the energy, trusting yourself, setting yourself free. I mean, seriously, though, think about all the amazing things that you could do when you trust yourself. Oh, so many things. You can call it confidence. You can call it purpose, whatever you want to call it, but everything. Everything great in life, I think, comes from the trust you have in yourself, your ability to navigate ups and downs, to handle whatever comes next. And forgiving yourself is simply saying, I trust myself. And what a different life you live when you trust yourself, because you're reclaiming your hope, your vision, your inner peace, all these great things, because you know that life won't always go right. Of course, you will still make mistakes. Of course, people might still hurt you, but you'll be okay because you trust that whatever decision you make, you will be fine. You trust that you make decisions from a place of intuition and self-love and self-compassion. And if you mess up, like you likely are going to, if you lower your standard in a moment of weakness, if you ignore your intuition because you're impatient, it's okay because you trust that you'll be okay. And I really think that is the essence of self-forgiveness. And I hope you'll look back, you'll circle one or two things that you've been struggling to forgive yourself in your past, and you'll just remember what you had in those moments. You'll remember that you trusted yourself in the moments you made those decisions, and you'll decide to trust yourself again by forgiving yourself. Forgive yourself for trusting yourself in the past so that you could trust yourself again in the present. Forgive your past so that you could trust yourself in the present. So that's it. I'll end it there. I hope that was helpful perspective. If it was, I'd be so grateful if you'd share the podcast with a friend. Tell them to check it out. New episodes every Monday and every Thursday. And if you're struggling to forgive yourself, join me. Join me in therapy. Let's go together. Join me in finding a way to break free of yourself. It's the healthiest thing you could do. So head over to betterhelp.com/new-mindset. Find yourself a therapist who can help. But that is it. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for supporting me. And until next episode, I'm out.